Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight on Lucky Magic with Sacred Moonlight. I am Taima with Taima Gems, and I have my other wonderful host with me, Dia, a.k.a. Ori from Ori Oasis, and Womb Goddess Jade of Sacred Womb Healing. Hi, ladies.
What up?
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Tonight we're going to talk about lucky magic, and luck is often a matter of just being able to tap into energetic alignments and synchronicities to access what will work best for our highest purpose. Luck is an aspect of energy that often shows up when we are behaving in ways that support our real needs. To increase luck, you have to clear out old negative and stagnant energies that are blocking you from your blessings. And one must understand that like begets like. So you have to be positive in order to be surrounded by positivity. Luck is about raising our vibrations so that we can ensure that we get what we want. I often do a lot of lucky magic work, and I have great success. But like I said earlier, you definitely have to clear out those negative and stagnant energies and change your mind frame in order to increase your luck. Tonight is the spring equinox, also celebrated in pagan society or community. It's Ostara. I said that right, right? Yes, Ostara. the spring equinox is where night and day stand equal. What else to say about spring? Oh, it's the month of beginnings. It's spring equinox is the very first day of spring. It's a month of openings and restarting new project or starting new projects and things like that. So it's a great night to work on your lucky magic and do your lucky spells. So we're going to get right into talking more about how to increase your luck. Do one of you ladies want to start?
I guess Alpha.
Okay.
She did that on purpose. She got mute on purpose on me. Okay.
You do it to us all the time.
Right. Oh, fine then. Both of you just jumped down my neck. I don't know what type of luck is going on here, but okay. But okay. So basically for me, luck is basically for me is when preparation meets opportunity. So when I do luck spells and things, my goal is to make sure I'm always prepared. My goal is to make sure that I'm always prepared for when opportunity meets itself, or to make sure I'm in the right place at the right time for opportunities. With that being said, I spoke in a group about gold coins and why they're actually lucky and all that. So if you want the information about why gold coins are lucky and how they work and why they work, you will have to join our Sacred Moonlight group on Facebook. But for now, I'm going to give, I guess I'll start with that spell. It's more like this can be a spell on its own. However, it's more so like an enhancement to your luck spell. But then once you're done, it becomes its own luck charm, if that makes sense. So what you're going to need is 4 gold coins and 6 quarters. And what you're going to do is wherever you do your prosperity work or, you know, your luck spells or your money workings or anything you're trying to bring luck to, you want to put 4 gold coins in the 4 corners of that room. Once you have that in the 4 gold corners in the room to make a square in the actual area you plan on doing the work, you're going to put the 6 quarters in a circle around you in the area that you do your work. Now, granted, you're not creating a safe place or a circle where you have to draw the line or connect everything to make a spiritual bubble. You're not doing that. You're just placing it in these areas. And the reason why you're going to do a square and a circle, because now you're square in a circle. So what you're doing is, while you're doing your work, you're calling spirit, and you're bringing, which is the circle, and you're bringing it down for manifestation on this earth, which is the square. So that's why you do both of that. Now, once that's done, you go ahead and do whatever ritual you're going to do for luck, whatever spell you're going to do for luck, whatever it is that you plan on doing for luck, but just make sure you do it in that space, in the environment that you created with the coins. Now, in saying that, the coins don't have to, the four quarters have to be like as even as possible, depending on the room you're in. But the circle doesn't have to be in the middle of the square. If it's a little bit to the top, a little bit to the side, it's fine, as long as it's a circle somewhere inside the square. So once that's done, you want to use those coins at least six times in your luck rituals, prosperity rituals, in your money rituals, at least six times first. Then after that, you want to gather those coins, put it in its own little fetchet, and now you have that luck energy to carry around with you everywhere you go. So when you want to need a little bit of luck, or you're going somewhere where you can need a little bit of luck, you have these coins with this attention that's already been charged from your rituals and have the money from your rituals, the energy from your rituals, to make sure that now that you are prepared, you're drawing opportunity to you, because that's what these coins are for. So you're drawing opportunity to yourself with this. Now, once you've taken these coins out two or three times, you want to go back, place them back where they was, and do your other spells or rituals up to about six times. Or at this point, you can kind of let spirit tell you how many times you're supposed to do your rituals before you gather the coins up again and use it again. So basically, that is my spell with doing gold coins. Gold coins are a spell on their own. You really could just take a gold coin and light a candle, dress a candle on it, light a candle on it, and that becomes a luck spell on your own and just carry it around. Almost everybody knows that you can carry gold coins and other things. And again, if you want to know the reason why for that, go in a group, join a group. You already know the deal, and information's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
All right,
so definitely want to join the group.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so listen, I just want to say real quick, I like what Dia just did, because that was actually my intention right there with one of my rituals, Dia. I want y'all to go to the website. We want y'all to go to the website, the group, and check out the group for a lot of our spells that we had in the Lux spell sheet that she was talking about. The ritual is really good. So I just wanted to talk about, to say to y'all that y'all can do what we call the womb work. You can do I call it like the womb luck conjuring ritual that you can do. So you can actually do that. A lot of people think that you cannot. What I want you to do is I really want you to go to the, facebook.com/groups/sacred moonlight. Am I saying that right, y'all? So that you can get the rest of this one that I'm getting ready to tell you. But what you do is, I said it right? Okay. But what you do with this one is you use a jade egg. And the reason that I picked a jade egg is because jade does have that luck energy. It brings in that luck energy, and it just amplifies everything. So whenever you're doing work and you are wearing it, you can really feel that energy amplify off of the work that you're doing. So that's what I really like about that. And there's meditation that you do. You have this in, and this is really a luck thing that you're doing, and you're utilizing and focusing on the area of your womb and your sex center to align and to really guide you. The reason that I want you to go to what I'm suggesting that you go over to our group is to see that post actually also shows you some herbs that you can entail after using the egg, and then you will put these herbs together, and I'll also explain to you how to use a pot in place of if you don't have one. It's things that you can do to create this atmosphere of self-healing and luck, energy, and ambiance. So that is my one. But this is, but the jade egg, when you're using it, you're doing a meditation. And that's one of the first processes and the steps in the womb luck conjuring ritual that I have for you. So I gave you a little piece of it. And to get the other piece and the rest of it, come join our group. Okay. I'm sorry.
Awesome. Thank you. And just to reiterate, the group is is our support to this show. We lay a lot of the groundwork for the shows in the group prior to the show. So you definitely want to make sure you check out our group. I, as a matter of fact, have a list of lucky spells in our group. I'm going to give you a few more tonight, but definitely check out. We have other did I say lucky spells or lucky crystals is what I meant? Did I say lucky spells?
Lucky spells.
Lucky spells.
I meant lucky crystals for luck is what I meant. Okay. I was getting ahead of myself.
Hey, I didn't catch that. I really didn't catch that.
Yeah.
So nobody else caught that.
Okay, good. there's a list of lucky crystals in our group, Sacred Moonlight, on Facebook, as well as many other spells, not just the ones that we're sharing tonight, but other ones. And like I said, we lay the groundwork in there, so you get a lot of good tips, and you usually get a good direction on where you're going to begin, okay? I believe Dia already did one about cleansing. Did a spell for cleansing, which you definitely want to do prior to any of your luck work. My, you guys, as y'all know, okay, I do spell work, but majority of my rituals that I do are just mundanely, you know, worked into my life. I these are regular things that I do every day, just or you know, once it's just second nature to me now. So my spells are kind of just built in to my everyday actions. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give
yeah.
you guys. I'm going to give you guys one of my luck and success powders that I use. I usually put this in either a conjure bag or when I make my gree-gree dolls, or I'll just sprinkle it around as desire. It's used a lot like the road opening oil. You can, you know, put you some in a necklace and carry it around with you and sprinkle it whenever you feel that you need some luck. If doors are being closed on you, you need to, get that lucky energy, then sprinkle that powder in. Okay, so this powder, you're just going to grind and powder a High John Conqueror root. And I have to say it slow because y'all know I will mess it up every time. High John Conqueror root, you're going to grind and powder that along with a crumbled bay leaf and frankincense. And this powder is my luck and success powder. So you can use it in your doll, conjure bag, all of that.
I just got a question. So I've worked with High John before, and I just want to know, do you have any tips on how to crush and grind that? Because that thing ain't no joke.
Listen, okay, that is the hardest. Listen,
that is
I'm
hard.
Telling
to,
you
that
guys.
Is hard to grind.
I have one that, like, you know, like I just hit with a hammer a couple times and I get the little, you know, like little pieces off of it, and I just I keep doing that and getting the little pieces off of it because it's really impossible. I think we have tried a spice grinder, we have tried hammers.
I have broken two spice grinders and messed with that High John.
Yes. So, I mean, if you can find the High John Conqueror root already ground into a powder, then that's fine, too. I just like to put my own energy into it. So if I spend that time fighting with that High John Conqueror root and I win at the end, that's the success in the powder, okay? And all my energy went into it. So it's your choice.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, it is kind of impossible. Let me tell you guys, I tried to cut one with I have a stone cutter. And I tried to cut one with a stone cutter, and it did not work. So,
yeah, I tried to do it like a hammer because it just seemed like you had to hit it with a hammer. Yeah, with a hammer and like take a cloth, like some type of cloth or something, and just like keep hitting it. It's still
and
hard.
Wear and wear goggles with it.
That's why you wrap it in the cloth. You have to wrap it in some type of cloth, like thick cloth, and then
just
keep
goggles with it as well. That's one root. I'm trying to tell you, if you can get that root down to a powder, you damn lucky. That's your luck spell.
You're good. You succeeded with the luck. Yeah, right there. You are good. It's hard. It is. It is really challenging to make it into pieces.
And trust me, you're going to put every intention into grinding that down to a powder. So all your attention will be right there. Matter of fact, by the time you get done, it'll only be attention.
Yeah.
You bend people over to conquer things. You can use that for everything. Get that down to a powder.
Okay. I think that we have a caller. And by the way, if we have any guests that want to call in and chat with us, then the call-in number is 347-989-8851. Press 1 to call in and speak with us. Okay. Okay. So the caller just dropped. So I guess we can move on.
Okay.
So that was my luck and success powder. Thea, do you have another one for us?
Well, my other one isn't really a spell. However, like I said, I spoke in a group about how feng shui can really help with luck magic and just bringing more luck to whatever your spells do in general. And for those of you who don't know, feng shui is just, to keep it like a basic, simple understanding, feng shui is just matching the energy of your environment with your energy so that y'all can live harmoniously and create the biggest outcome for you. So with that being said, feng shui can get just as deep and as intricate as astrology, which is why I love it. However, there are some things you can just keep simple. Now, since we're talking about luck spells and things, one of the things in feng shui is that Anyway, since we're talking about luck spells, right, one of the things in feng shui, when people think about luck, they think about money and things like that, but they also think about romance. So I'm going to do one for money now. If we have time, maybe I'll come back and do one for romance. So in feng shui, you have to use a there's a lot of different ways. They try to tell you that in feng shui that you can just, just go by the way your a place is set up and then just find the north, south, east, or west of the way your place is set up. I don't really go by that. I like to go by the actual elemental or venereal, that ain't the word, but the actual north, south, east, or west that will come up on a compass. I like to go by that. That just makes things a little more connected to nature. And I also like to go by the true north, because a lot of times what we told is north is not actually the true north when you have a compass, and especially when you have I don't know how to pronounce it, but when you have basically a feng shui compass, it shows you a whole bunch of stuff that you're like, what? So with that being said, when you are doing luck spells, right, and I'm talking particularly for prosperity and monetary, you want to work with the southeast corner. Now, most people know that in feng shui you want to put you want to work with the southeast corner when you're talking about money, but they don't really know why. So basically the southeast corner is a mixture of wood and fire, and they go hand in hand. Fire is creation. Wood is the thing that wood is expansion. It's the thing that has to burn for fire to happen. So when you're doing your luck spells in this area, one of the things how feng shui can elevate this or bring more luck to it is that you should start off with a wooden altar. That will help greatly. Just start off with a wooden altar, so that will bring in an expansion. And then you want to bring in an element of earth, which earth is transition, because you want to transition into this luck. You want to transition into this energy. So we'll work with earth. You want like some type of ceramic bowl or a wooden bowl. And within that bowl, and it could, don't have to be a bowl, just something round that can hold a few coins. And the coins, basically, it does, the coins could be pennies, they could be gold coins, they could be the actual, I think they're called money coins. That's not the proper name, but I think they're called money coins, the circles with the square inside, which I want to speak on that too. Or, you know, the gold coins or quarters. I personally like working with quarters, gold coins, and gold coins because they gold coin is one and all. But if you're working with quarters, you could do quarters and then like a couple of pennies. Put that in some type of ceramic bowl or wooden bowl, or at least place something on that altar. And then surround the altar with a bunch of live flowers. If you can't get live flowers, you want to use dried flowers. And this also brings in the energy of expansion. And I didn't speak on the metal. The reason why you put a metal there is because metal represents prosperity, period. When it comes to feng shui, metal represents prosperity. It represents the old-time silver and gold that we use before dollar bills. So you want some type of, you want metal on there, and metal coins are the best way to do that. Now once you have that set up, you have that whole area of feng shui, then you can go ahead and do your ritual. So you can go ahead, you know, go ahead with your ritual, go ahead with your spell, and that just adds extra energy to that. Now, say if you can't get actual to the actual southeast corner of your home or your apartment or the place you're doing it in, do it in the southeast corner of your room or just face southeast and set this up while you're doing it. And you can make it mobile, but that's something that just helps, you know, in prosperity. And, again, I'll tell you about luck and love when we get a chance to come back around. So that was that.
Chuck, you could have added that too. That could have, yeah. You could have added that.
Thank you for reiterating that. You know, love, luck can be for money. It can be for love. You know,
yes.
New job. You know, luck has many different aspects, and luck means different for different people depending on where they are in their lives.
What other?
You're gonna. Well, I'll wait to talk more about the feng shui garden aspect. Let me let Jay go ahead with her next one, and then I'll come back.
Okay.
But thank you for reading.
You sure? Because it sounds like a one thing, the whole feng shui thing. It really sounds.
Well, I mean,
No, absolutely not.
I'm not stalling. But hers has to do
with
luck.
No, I'll do mine. But no, don't get me like that. But no, mine is okay. So mine is a still using a yoni egg or doing Okay, so this one is fertility. Now, I'm not going to tell y'all, again, the whole thing, and then I have a small one, a short one. Okay, so I have two, y'all, because one of them is really short. Do y'all mind me doing it that way? And the other one is just me reiterating the group. But, okay, so I have – y'all said y'all mind, right? Okay, so I have one where it's really simple. You get a green candle, okay, and you can get the Lucky Charms. Okay, so you can get Lucky Charms or you can draw them on a paper. I prefer parchment paper, but y'all can do it on plain paper. You know what I'm saying? Cut it out, whatever. So you can do it that way, or you can get confetti, or but you want to set it up on a plate. So you're going to set this on a plate, and you're going to on the side of the paper. All right, I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, so after, if you're doing it on paper, after you draw that the Lucky Charm, you're going to write your petition. Okay, on the other side of the paper. Y'all got me? Okay. All right. Then you're going to just get a green candle, and you're going to light it on top of that. You can put, if you have some kind of five-finger grass oil, you can just kind of anoint the corners of the lucky charm that you create for this luck ritual. And then you can also dress your candle with that as well. And then write your desire on one end, like a sentence on one end of that candle. And then just turn the candle and on the other end, just write luck in the center of the candle. And so if you have like some kind of, I don't know, pen or something to do that, that's what you'll do to carve it into the candle and then sit it on top. The lucky charm that you get from either Party City or whatever, or that you drew, and then just meditate and imagine your luck being for the better and your desire being granted. And that's it with that one. Okay. So, sorry, y'all. The next one is, I just wanted to touch on the equinox really quick, but I just wanted to just talk about India and just share. I don't know if y'all know, but I put it in the group. I did put it in the group that India does equinox. We all, you know, you see everyone doing it differently. And can y'all hear me? Because y'all quiet as I don't know what. Oh, okay, I'm not on mute. All right.
Yeah.
I'm like, anybody saying nothing? But anyway, so they do the equinox, but they are celebrating it like it's celebrating the divine feminine. They have this really big festival where they do it. And so, you know, I just like that. And so I just kind of want to throw out that if you are someone who is looking to looking for a fertility ritual, I did put one in the group. So here again, I'm trying to get you to come into the group. But this is dealing with, again, a step-by-step with creating the ambiance of fertility energy and being able to bring yourself into alignment with that energy. So I really think that y'all should check out the group. So, yeah, so you can get that. That's one of the rituals that you can get and our other ones. But, all right, I wanted to throw that out there too.
Okay. Wait, Jade, are you in the chat room?
Okay. It didn't come up? All right. Let me try it again, y'all. Let me try it again.
I'm just asking. I wanted to let them know that the online viewers, listeners, go into our chat room and chat with us that way if you don't want to call in. Again, if
okay,
you do
so
want to call
room
in.
Is open.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah. It's open. It looks like it's open. Just refresh.
Okay, so the chat room is open. So for those online listeners, chat with us in the chat room, sign in and chat with us in the chat room. For those that want to call in and chat with us, the number is 347-989-8851 and press 1 to speak with us. Okay, I just wanted to get that out the way.
All
right,
right,
so I guess it's my turn. Okay. So in the spirit of Ostara and the spring equinox with fertility, new beginnings, growth, new rebirth, I have been in my garden like crazy, as you guys know. I've been talking about it a lot. Okay. And I grew some peppermint. So this next, I'm going to give you guys a floor wash. This kind of goes hand in hand with the feng shui, getting your environment in alignment for your desires. Peppermint is, it brings in good fortune and joy, and it cleanses the stagnant energies, creating room for opportunity. I grew some peppermint, guys. I'm super excited about it. And this is going to be a part of my ritual that I'll be doing tonight. I'm going to make a peppermint floor wash. To make a strong infusion of this peppermint floor wash, you're going to pour boiling water over the plant, like a fresh plant. If you can get you some fresh peppermint, fresh is better than dried for this, but if you can only find dried, it will work as well. You're going to pour your boil some water, pour your boiling water over the herb or plant, and you're going to let it cool, strain out the peppermint remnants, and add the infusion to a bucket of water. You're going to add some vinegar and cascarilla powder. That is ground eggshells for those that don't know. And you're going to clean your floor and your baseboards. And you're going to, how do I say it? I just lost my train of thought. You're going to visualize inviting happiness and good fortune into your home as you are cleaning your floors. This, please do a physical cleaning before you do the peppermint floor wash, okay? So that's one of mine. It's going to be great if you guys are doing rituals tonight. It's an amazing ritual to add in for the spring equinox, or if you are celebrating Ostara. Also, if you're celebrating Ostara, it's a great time for you to review the items in your magical cabinet or box or wherever you keep your magical items and replace what needs to be replaced and empower your magical tools and supplies tonight. In celebration of the spring equinox in Ostara and bringing in that sun energy. Is there anything else? Oh, bless your seeds for your garden tonight. If you guys are planning on planting a garden, or if you already have one, make sure you bless your seeds tonight, Ostara. You know, first day of spring, the land is waking up right now, so it's a very good time to, you know, flowers are blooming, it's green everywhere. It's a great time to bless your seeds before you plant them into your garden.
It's blooming over there in Florida. It's not blooming over here in Beaver.
No, I just the shade.
Ooh. Yeah, I just had to throw that out there. Yeah, yes, yes. Yes,
she had icy rain today. Well, y'all just had to throw that out there when she said that.
But you can, if you have an indoor garden, or you know, you plant, have a potted plant,
absolutely,
in your house, it works the same way.
Yeah.
Okay, make sure you're still blessing those seeds before you go in. A great lucky garden to have is a great lucky garden to have or plants to bring into your home, feng shui again, bamboo, hydrangea, and sunflower. I'll be planting some sunflower in my garden actually tomorrow after they are blessed in my Ostara ritual tonight. I done gave y'all a couple of them.
Since we clearly have time, because we got a whole another half hour, since y'all want to be Speedy Gonzales with this stuff.
Yes. Can I do one really quick? Okay. All right. Really quick, because it has to do with, you know, gardening and things like that. If you do have a garden, if you do have potted plants, a way to ensure luck is if you're moving is to take a slip cutting or a bulb from a plant that you have at your old house and place it in your new garden. That's a way of bringing in luck as well, and keeping that luck. If you had your garden that you blessed at your old house and you won't be able to take it with you to your new house, take a slip cutting or a bulb and plant it in your new garden, in your new place.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm going to stick to feng shui a little bit. And I'm going to deal with the romance aspect of it. So when dealing with feng shui, excuse me, the romance area of your home is normally the southwest. Yeah. So I'm sorry, I got a brain fart. It's the southwest area of your home. And in feng shui, the element is earth. So when you're trying to work with this element, when you're trying to work romance spells, whatever room you're working in, you want to go to the southwest corner of that room. And one, you want to remove all metal, because metal actually weakens earth. And when you think about crystals and stones, they grow inside the earth, and they actually have to pull from the earth in order to be grown. So you want to move all metal from that area. With that being said, the things that you can add would be non-metal crystals. Non-metal crystals could be added, can be worked into that area, clay pots or ceramic pots. And when you think about romance, you know, you want to hone in that energy. So this is a great area to work container spells or jar spells. As long as the jar doesn't have a metal lid, you can, if you're using the candles and stuff, you can burn a candle somewhere else and then put it back in this area. Or you can burn a candle in the area, but you just make sure that candle doesn't overpower the jar that you're using. So for those of us that like to use big candles, for if you're going to work in this particular area or use feng shui, you want to make sure you're working with a small paper candle no matter the size of your jar, because you don't want the energy to overcharge. You also want to make sure that you don't burn a candle on top of the jar, because you're not going to use a jar with a metal lid if you're going to work romance in this area. You can bring, because the southwest corner is basically made up of fire and a little bit of metal, and we know wood has to involved in that, you can bring some wood, I'm sorry, you can bring some flowers, which is an element of wood, into this area, which we all know, and this is where it can get fun, because once you start learning what flowers mean, you could bring lilies, you could bring orange blossoms, you could bring roses into this particular area. And again, when you work with feng shui, you don't want to work with dried herbs, because dried herbs are considered yin or passive or on the other side. You want to work with yang energy, which is considered life and passion and movement. So you want to work with live things or representation of live things, and a dried herb or a dried flower is not a representation of a live flower. It's a representation of a still flower or yin energy. So you want to bring that to area. So make sure that the area that you're working with is some type of ceramic or some type of wood or some type of clay. Again, circles is great for this area, because you're doing romance, which deals with the womb and things going in and out of the womb. You want to put flowers over here. And then whatever ritual that you want to do, now your area is set up for romance. Now, when it comes to your bedroom, when it comes to romance, I wouldn't necessarily put your bed in the southwest corner, only because most beds sit on top of a metal frame, that's what I'm looking for. And again, you don't really want metal in this area. However, if you like the futon style, or where you put your mattress and your box springs on the floor, you're good to go. Now, if your bed has to go into the southwest corner, because in mine, my bed has to go into the southwest corner and it's sitting on metal frames, you want to bring in things that's going to calm down the metal. So when you're working with things that's going to calm down the metal, you basically want more earthen stuff. So you want the clay vases, the vases with the flowers in it. And again, when you're working with the element of earth, when you bring in vases, they can never be empty. When you work with an empty vase or bowl, it's going to trap the energy. And you don't want a trapped energy, because you're not trapping bad energy. You're trying to enhance the good energy of that. So you want to make sure if it's a vase or a bowl, it's either full with flowers or rice or something that deals with romance in your perspective and in your craft. So you want to put that maybe on a nightstand next to the bed, maybe hang like a – I can't remember her name. It was this girl on YouTube. I cannot remember her. I think she calls her the purple – no, she's this – whatever. She's this beautiful, beautiful chick. She made this whole, like – wall background full of fake flowers. It was so beautiful. Now, granted, you don't have to make it on a big, I wish I could remember her name to give her the proper credit. granted, you don't have to make it on a scale that she did, but if you just imagine making fake flowers as a background, as a headboard for your bed, if you have to put in a southwest corner, that would totally overpower the metal frame that it's sitting on, and it creates the feng shui energy that you need for the for that area. So those are things that you can do to help bring luck and romance as far as feng shui. Now, outside of magic, there are simple things that you can do as far as feng shui to help bring luck and romance area. One is never sleeping in the middle of the bed. Two is never putting your shoes under the bed, turned inside the bed. Three, if your bed has to sit by the wall, you need to be sleeping by the wall to create that open space for a lover to come in. These are things that these are just like regular feng shui things that really has nothing to do with magic, but it's like its own magic of its own. Closets should always have space and room for somebody to move in. Dressers and drawers should always have space and room for somebody to move in. And one of the other things that you should always be able to see your bedroom door from your bed, but your bed should never actually be facing your bedroom door, so that way the lover can come in but never actually walk out. So those are just, like, as far as luck and feng shui and stuff, those are just some things that, you know, I could throw out there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I have a question.
Okay.
I never heard of the in the center of the bed not being do not sleep. Why is that? Do you know?
If you're trying to bring in a lover and you're sleeping in the middle of the bed, where's your lover going to go? Now your lover's already
Gotcha.
Oh, so you want to create a space for your lover to be there. And if your bed is next to the wall where you're sleeping on the outside, now your lover's stuck. He's not going to feel comfortable. There's no room for your lover to get in. They have to bypass all your stuff first before they get in, and most people are not going to sit there and wait to get over all your bullshit. Like, it's basically the symbol of you and your energy. It has to harmonize with the energy of your environment, and the other person has to be able to harmonize in that same energy of the environment as well as your energy.
Okay. If anybody else has questions or anything, y'all can come on into blogtalkradio.com/WTLC Talk Radio.
We are here. Yeah, first we can get
option one.
I can be as simple as you want it to be. Taima, I noticed you said something about gardening. So
yes.
I don't know much about gardening when it comes to feng shui, because we both know I do not have a green thumb. That's why you do the gardening and I just come over there.
Taima does. I love those pictures she be having. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like it came out of a magazine or something.
I'm really enjoying my gardening right now, guys, and my garden is really reflecting it.
Yeah, it is.
With it, because I mean, not only am I growing my own food, but I'm also growing herbs, you know, that we eat. But also, you know, it's like my witchy garden too. I'm getting my little witchy haven going, and I'm really enjoying it. So my garden is really reflecting that. Not to mention that I have started using crystals in my garden, and we're gonna talk more about that too at a later time. But they have been an amazing asset to my gardening and my green thumb.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I want to kind of say. When you talked about the lucky bamboo, and what was the other plant? There was a couple of plants that you had brought up. Yeah,
hydrangea.
Hydrangea. So when you put those different stones, those tumble stones, and Taima has, she has a store that caters to that, for those just wondering. But there's different stones that you can put in these pots, and it just looks amazing. It's beautiful. You know, we're always putting regular pebbles in our pots to kind of fill them. But when you put these different stones in it, it just brings out that, it amplifies that energy, and it really I noticed a difference in the that's something just to consider when you are doing the feng shui and you're considering doing the things that Dia and Tanya talked about as far as setting it up.
Yeah.
Well, when you bring the feng shui into it, go ahead.
Crystals are you know, definitely decorative. They're beautiful to look at.
Absolutely.
So, and so to add them, you know, to your plant pot is just, it's a great, you know, first it's a conversation piece. You know, people are going to look at it. It's going to be beautiful. And it'll serve the purpose of feng shui, you know, and bringing that lucky energy in. So, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
What I was going to say is when you're dealing with crystals and feng shui, crystals are actually the earth element. All crystals are the earth element. So when you're planting something into the earth and you add a crystal, you're adding more of the earth element, which that plant needs to draw energy from, to draw minerals from in order to grow beautifully. So that's the reason why crystals work so well, at least according to feng shui, with using a garden or planting anything in earth.
And they're
It's also one of the reasons why you have crystal spells and they're telling you, you know, for grounding or for protection or whatever, they tell you to plant the crystals in the earth around your home. It's because it is the earth element and it works so well with it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I have a list of crystals in our Sacred Moonlight group, but I wanted to give you guys a couple more. And I also wanted to give you guys a little tip on how you can use a crystal sphere for kind of like the floor.
Bowling?
I'm sorry.
Oh, so that's like, oh, I was joking, but you can't use the light bowling, just roll it across the floor?
Yes, like you get, you know, your broom, whatever you use. Some have a sacred broom, but you would get
serious.
The.
No, because when I was talking across the floor, I was joking. I didn't know you could really just roll across the floor.
No, ma'am, I'm dead serious. Listen, okay. because you know, like smoky quartz and tourmalated quartz, you know, they bring in abundance and good luck by removing negative emotional states, you know, from your energy field and from your surrounding energy area. And they attract positive energy and situations into your life. So you have one of those balls. Say you have carpets versus a tile floor or wood floors where you can use a floor wash. If you can't use a floor wash, if you don't have a powder that you use, you can use a sphere to roll it across your floor. A smoky quartz will work. My favorite for luck and prosperity would be an ametrine. An ametrine is mixed with a amethyst and citrine. So it's going to bring in that protective energy. Amethyst is also a prosperity stone. It's not a popular prosperity stone, but it definitely can be used for prosperity. And I talked about it a while ago in my Periscopes about how you can use amethyst for prosperity and for luck. But ametrine is one is a sphere in specific that I would use to cleanse your floor and bring in that positive energy of luck that citrine brings to an environment. So you have a combination of both of those. Or tourmalated quartz, like I said, it will remove those negative energies, and that clear quartz within it. The black tourmaline within it will clear out the negative energy, transmute the negative energy into positive energy, and the quartz will amplify the energy in your environment. So it would be a definitely ametrine and tourmalated quartz with a sphere. Clean your floor and bring in those heightened energies that way if you can't use a floor wash.
I just want to add, I just want to add one thing. Because you brought in luck spells and floor washing if you have carpet. If you have carpet, once you have vacuum cleaned it up the first time, and hopefully you're able to shampoo, I'm a little bit of a carpet snob because I deal with allergies and eczema, so shampooing carpets are very important to me. However, Once you at least vacuum it the first time, you can charge some baking soda. So you can take some baking soda and mix it either with a little bit of mint essential oil or patchouli essential oil, or you can actually take the actual dried mint, and this is a great time where we can use dried mint or use dry patchouli. And if you're using dry patchouli, you want to ground that down into a powder, and this is so you don't break your vacuum. So grind it down to a powder, mix it with the baking soda, sit it on your prosperity altar or your luck altar, or if you're trying to bring luck for romance, again, you can use roses, dry roses, dry jasmine. One of the things is not very popular, but I like to use hibiscus when I'm working with romance. If you're trying to do, like, bring luck in schoolwork, you can take the star anise and grind that up, and you mix it with the baking soda, and you would charge it on the appropriate altar for, I would say, at least 1 or 2 weeks, and then you would spread that out. And you can spread it out as much as you want. You can use as little bit as you want. That's totally up to you and how long you take on charging it. Spread it out over that carpet. Let it sit for at least, I'd say, about 2 to 3 hours before you vacuum it up. But make sure when it's sitting, no one goes in this room. So give it the appropriate time. Also, when I'm doing that, I like to bring a number magic into it. So if you're doing, for me, if I'm doing something for romance and stuff, I like to use the numbers 6 and 9. If I'm doing something for, like, on my mind and clear my mind and education, things like that, I like to use the numbers 11, 8, 3. If I need to make a decision, I'll use the numbers 1. I'll use number 1 if I need to make a decision. If I'm doing prosperity, 7 is great, 6 is great, 13 is great, but this is the way that I work in the world. So you want to, this is how long you can let it sit. This is how many days you can use to charge the baking powder. It's up to you. Also, you know, while the baking powder with these herbs are now laying on your carpet, you can find the appropriate mantra, like on YouTube or whatever, if you have CDs and stuff, and play the appropriate mantra music and let that just play, not blasting, just low-key in the environment. And then just go back and vacuum up the baking soda and the herbs, the baking soda herb mixture, because now it's done its work, and you will literally feel the energy change as you start vacuuming back up that baking soda. So, again, if you have carpet, that's another way you can work it and also work in luck magic with using, you know, the stuff that you have around.
Awesome. I don't think that we are going into overtime tonight.
Nope, hit it and quit it. That's how I like it. Hit it and quit it, baby.
Okay, so really quickly, and then I'm going to open up the line again for callers. Can we go ahead and let everyone know where they can find each of us so that they don't miss it?
Sure, and since my dog's acting up, I'm going to let Jay go first.
Jay? Jay.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord.
I was talking a little bit. My cheek hit the thing. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, human error. That's messed up because when y'all finished, I was saying something and y'all didn't. And I said, okay, I guess I won't be doing that. But I was getting ready to throw out some oil that. Go ahead. Y'all couldn't hear.
Real fast, Dave, before you throw out that oil, because we might go into a little overtime when you throw out the oil. So anybody who want to keep listening, call in 347-989-8851. If you want to hear it, we might go into about 5 minutes.
No,
overtime, but if you want to hear it, you have to call in 347-989-8851. All right, Jay, hit the oil. Hit the oil, boo.
All right, it's only three things. It's only three things. So you're gonna do a half a part of sandalwood dinya, and that is a luck, just those three, and that is, those are oils, so you can get oils at go online and look.
You're trying to get somebody pregnant.
Listen, y'all,
and gardenia. Luck in what? You're trying to get somebody
it's
knocked
good
up.
Luck. It's good luck, y'all. Okay. It's good luck. Listen, check us out at the Sacred Moonlight. Listen, it's good luck, y'all. It's good luck.
It's going to be a good hospital bill in about 9 months.
Good luck, y'all. Listen, we talked about fertility. We talked about that. That is luck, though. That is a luck. A little luck thing, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So trying to get y'all pregnant
tonight too. So
exactly.
All
right. Y'all just need to know
now. Y'all can
try to get y'all pregnant.
So how can they? How can they reach you, Jay?
They can reach. Y'all can reach me at sacredwombhealing.com. You can reach me on Twitter or Instagram at wombguidance69. I'm also on Facebook, Sacred Womb Healing. That's where you can check me out at.
And who are you, for those that don't know? Who are you?
I'm Womb Goddess Jay. I'm Jay, y'all. I'm Jay. Check me out. Come and see. Come and see us.
I'm that chick, okay?
I'm that right. Oh, you can check us out on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com/ Erotic Talk Radio. Yeah. I'm done. Go ahead, dear.
Oh, me next? Okay. For those of y'all who don't know, I hope y'all got your pens and pads ready. If not, rewind because I talk really fast. I am Dia, a.k.a. OreoOreoAces.com. I am your sacred conjurewoman, your biblical conjurewoman, your spiritual counselor, and your spell worker for the universe. For you, I do it all. So if you need to know anything else, go to OreoOasis.com. I also do spiritual readings and astrology readings. Thank you very much. You can find me on all social media on my website, OreoOasis.com, OreoOasis.com.
You did not have to go. That was too extra. That was too extra. We know your ass talk fast, but damn, that was it.
I slowed down my website.
Okay.
Y'all
and
really
I
gonna have to rewind that a couple times.
Okay, for sure. Okay, guys, I am Taima with TaimaGems.com. I am an intuitive crystal player. I am the crystal goddess. I am the crystal conjurer. I am the crystal healer. You can check out all of the crystals that I have for purchase, all of the awesome crystals that I have for purchase at TaimaGems.com. You can also find out about all of my crystal services. And you can find me on social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, TaimaGems. Thank you guys so much for listening with us tonight and joining us. And we will see you guys and talk to you guys again. What's the date? March 20.
And I'm gonna go. And I'm gonna go try to chop up some high conjure roots.
Okay.
No, she didn't. But our next show will be. Our next show is April 17th. Just so you know, we'll be talking about sex magic on that show. So you know it's all about Jade and her sex magic and her womb healing and erotic expressions. So that will be April 17th.
All right.
Yep.
We hope
check
to see y'all
out,
there.
Guys. And check out our group for all of the extra extras that we have for our show next month.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right, because we're going to be posted in the group. Look, y'all know we do this every month. From now until the next show, we're going to be posting sex magic spells, sex magic rituals, sex magic tips and trips. Ticks, tricks, and tips. Tricks and tips.
We ain't going to have y'all now.
It's the group. Shut up.
Yeah, we ain't going to have y'all tricking. It ain't like that.
We're going to post all that in the group until the next show. So if you want to get on all that juicy stuff, as our womb goddess Jade like to say, make sure you join the group to get all the information. And we'll be doing other stuff
all the juicy
in the show next week.
Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.